It's that time of year when haunted houses and spooky places get a bit more attention than usual. The Haunted Caverns at Ruby Falls has been a popular haunt since 2004. Doug Norwood is the oldest spook in the Haunted Caverns and has used makeup every October until now. This year, Norwood has been given his very first mask. I spoke with Doug Norwood about his passion for haunts and Megan Jolly to learn more about the Haunted Cavern at Ruby Falls.
I've always enjoyed working in haunted houses. I mean, I started working in haunted houses back in 1978. Went to McMinn County High School. That's up in Athens, Tennessee. They put on a haunt, and I'd help them work in the haunt, and I joined the rescue squad. We put on a haunt every year to raise money for the squad. Then my friends, Jeff and Steve, they're from Red Bank. So they put on a haunt from 1993 to 1998 was their last year doing a haunt. And that was the old theater at the Eastgate Mall. Then I took a break. Then when Ruby Falls opened up their haunt in 2004, and I seen that in the paper saying, you know, Monsters Wanted. I went up there and talked to them, filled out application, auditioned, and this would be my 10th year doing the Haunted Cavern at Ruby Falls. Then I went full-time employed at Ruby Falls in 2008.
So you spend quite a lot of time in those caverns when they're haunted and when they're not. When they're haunted, there are several roles that are played. Some are costumed characters designed to totally creep people out.
Yeah.
And some are guides helping people through the caverns, no matter how hard they scream or how much they want to run. What has been your role throughout these years?
I work the queue line. I entertain the crowds while they're in line. Then we have sliders in the parking lot, too. They entertain them, too. I cried like a baby when they bought me a mask. It's made out of silicone, and they gave it to me about 2 weeks ago. I mean, it's a really nice mask. And the cool thing is when you put it on, it don't even look like a mask because it's made out of silicone. Your whole face moves with it.
So in the past, it's just been your own face.
Yeah, I've been just prosthetics and makeup. This is the first year I've never had makeup. I can be ready 10 minutes.
So now your ghoulish complexion will be a little bit better endowed than in the past.
Mm-hmm. And that really made me feel good because that shows you that Ruby Falls really appreciates me. So I really do appreciate it.
Will you still be working crowd control and helping line up the intended victims?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll still be working the line. Yeah. Yeah, I love it outside, entertaining the crowd.
You're one of the first faces that we see when we get out of our cars in the parking lot.
Yeah, as soon as you pull in the parking lot, the haunt starts. And it takes between 45 minutes to an hour to do the haunt.
You mentioned the sliders, which can be really startling if you're not prepared for them. Do you kind of wrangle them along, or are they left to their own devices?
We work together as a team out there, you know. Most of the sliders is usually in the parking lot. They spend most of their time out in the parking lot, and I'm mostly in the line.
I can tell by the sparkle in your eye and the smile on your face that you really like being an old spooky person at a haunt.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I really enjoy it.
I would imagine most of the actors and monsters that answered that Help Wanted ad are probably a bit younger than you.
I'm 50 years old.
And most of the monsters are probably in their 20s and 30s.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, some of them's like 18, you know. But as far as the character, you know, I'm the oldest spook up there. You know, it's been there longer than any of them.
Mm-hmm. You've been there the longest. You finally get your mask. And age-wise, you're one of the more mature monsters available to scare people. And it takes a lot of energy to continually entertain crowds, move people along, because I'm sure you're moving the queues along as well. And you're on your feet for hours at a time. Do you find this at all taxing, or are you ready for it?
I'm ready for it. Yeah, I'm ready for it. Yeah, pumped up, ready to go. The guys that does the Haunted Cavern now, you know, Todd and Tim, they came in 06.
What does it take to put yourself into monster mode? Is there a mindset you have to develop?
Well, as soon as I get the costume on, go into character. go into character as soon as I get the costume. I don't break character. Once in a while, I might have to, you know, if you have somebody out there in the line, you know, that, I mean, we have had people in the line, you know, ladies, you know, like pass out, you know, and then you have to break character to get these people took care of, you know.
Yeah, to get them safely.
Yeah, safely. But I don't like to break character if I don't have to.
What about younger ones? Is there an age limit as to what can come into that haunted cavern?
Well, it's not recommended for children under 13.
Yeah, we do not recommend it for children.
Yeah.
Any children, 10 and under, but parental discretion for people older than that.
And there's been some nights I've seen parents bring their little babies up there in strollers.
Well, I would hope when that happens that one parent stays maybe over in the dining area on the picnic tables while the other parent enjoys the haunt.
But it's not stroller accessible anyway down in the cave.
The regular Ruby Falls experience, is it still available during the haunted season?
It is. They've stopped the tours about 7 o'clock. We're normally open till 8. We take the last tour, you know, up until then. But we recommend everybody really being in line by 6:30, no later than 6:30 every night, to make sure you kind of get in and out. We've still got people that will kind of finish up their tour as the haunt is starting. But we do end about an hour earlier during the haunt. But yeah, open still every day, beginning at 8 o'clock in the morning for the regular tour.
So the Ruby Falls Caverns are just what you'd normally expect during the day. It's only after sunset that it...
There's no scary people in the regular tour, in the regular cave. Only in the separate cave at night, at dark.
Now, when you say separate cave, you mean, is it the same one transformed, or are you opening up a part of the mountain that is not normally accessible?
Correct. It's a part of the mountain. It's a part of the cave system that is not normally open to the public. Only during the haunted cavern is this part open.
Is it accessible from the same level as the normal one, or are you taking
it? It is. But there's kind of two parts to the haunt. There's the upper haunt and then the lower part. And there's actually a bus that takes people, you know, transports them to each one. So they're ending up at a part that they're not expecting to end up at. It's very interesting. I mean, that alone is just a really neat experience if people haven't done that yet. It's really neat to go in a cave and come out in a different place. But I can honestly say the parking lot is scary in itself. Just getting out of your car. I think if you can make it through the parking lot, you can make it through the haunt. That's what I think.
Oh.
How many people typically make that tour through the haunted caverns in a season?
Thousands. Last year we had, over 10,000? We continue to increase in attendance every year. And the following, we have a lot of Facebook followers now, but the following is from all over the Southeast. People make the trip up from Florida every year to come. It's really interesting how it's become. And, I mean, it was ranked in the top 10 nationally.
Well, I think maybe the caverns add a lot to it because you can put a haunt in a high school. You can put a haunt in a, you know, like a gymnasium or in a field or maybe around a spooky house. But in this situation, once you go underground, you no longer have a space to run to. You completely control the environment, and there is no immediate, obvious escape.
True, true. There is no foreseeable exit. You just have to keep going. You know, you just have to, you're kind of going in the dark, you know, finding your way. And yeah, there's no way out. It's one way in, one way out.
When you take a tour through, how many people are typically in that group?
They usually take between, really depends on how busy you are, about six, maybe 6 to 7 to a group. And you get one.
Yeah, it's small groups.
And you get one glow stick. They hand out one glow stick.
Do you ever find people sneaking their own glow sticks in?
No, I've never seen anybody sneak their own glow sticks in.
But yeah, people trying to bring flashlights and, you know, using their cell phone cameras and flashlights. The monsters will get onto you for doing that.
You know, it's something you said earlier just really kind of makes me want to giggle. an ad in the paper, Monsters Wanted. Now, that has got to be one of the most unusual help wanted ads. I haven't really looked at the classifieds in October. Maybe I should look more closely. What type of person, Megan, are you looking for when you're looking for monsters for hire?
Well, they're looking at so many different things. They complete an online application, send that in. If all of kind of the basic information is there, you know, you do have to be a certain age. You know, a lot of the Ruby Falls employees, just like Doug, they want to work the Haunted Cavern because they experience that event and they love it so much they want to be a part of it. And so, but everybody has to fill out an application and then they have to audition. So if they kind of meet the basic requirements on that application, then they do auditions. They have a wide variety. I mean, a wide variety of ages, just like, you know, Doug, he said he was 50. We have 18-year-olds to however old. So we're looking for people that are obviously going to stay in character the whole time. So Tim and Todd, who are the creators, you know, they're really kind of over that. And they're the ones with the kind of ultimate deciding factor. So they're going to look at, okay, the first weekend, you know, okay, how did these actors do? And making sure there aren't any problems. And they just really want people to stay in character. And I can say I first met Doug at the Haunted Cavern. And then when I saw him weeks later at Ruby Falls, didn't really even know it was the same person. I mean, he is totally in character. He really is totally in character, totally scary at the Haunted Cavern. And that was even without the mask. That was just him in makeup.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just, he's one of those kind of lurkers, you know, just right around you. You just never know when he's going to be there. He does so great at that. And then he looks like a completely different person in the daylight.
So, Doug, how much longer do you think you can continue putting on this alternate persona every October?
As long as Ruby Falls wants me, I'd be there.
As long as the mountain still stands. Mm-hmm. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the rest of the month.
Mm-hmm. Actually, through November 2nd, which is on a Saturday, so it goes all the way there, and also on Halloween night, it's open. That's obviously a popular night.
I imagine the closer it gets to the end of the month, the longer you're going to be standing in that line watching Doug entertain the troops.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. Yes. Closer it gets to Halloween, the busier it's going to be. We actually have discounts available. If you go to hauntedcavern.com, there's actually cheaper tickets available for Sunday nights because those Friday and Saturday nights are so crowded the closer it gets that, you know, we want to make sure that people can get through and not have to stand in a 2-hour line, you know. So if you go on a Sunday night, it's a cheaper ticket and a less wait.
Do you often have people dress up as their own monsters when they come?
Yes. You know, that's so fun when people get, especially the closer to Halloween, you're going to have more and more people in their own costumes. And that makes it just so fun. People are into it. You know, they want to be a part of it. And, you know, if you come early, if you come about 7:30, that's when the freak parade starts, and you actually can meet all of the monsters. So the monsters come out into the parking lot, and they interact with people. So they scare them, but you can also, the real fanatics, you know, can get their pictures made with the monsters. So it's really fun when people dress up and kind of look like the monsters, too.
Well, of course, if you come early, it may still be a little bit of daylight outside, but you know, once you go underground, it doesn't matter.
Right, exactly. Right. It's just dark all the time in the cave. Yeah.
All right. Every year you have a theme. I have seen some amazing themes. Is there a theme this year?
There is a theme. I can tell you just kind of a little bit. The best way for people to do this is to go on the website if they want the full story, because there's a theme. It's completely different every year, completely changed, different characters. This year, Thaddeus Crane is kind of the main character. He spent his fortune trying to beat death. And so there's been all kinds of ruined experiments and different things going on in this abandoned toy factory. And so he's, you know, looking for new specimens and you know, looking for new victims. It's very interesting. There's backgrounds on all of the characters, so if people actually really want to get to know the characters, the best way is to go to the website as well and check out their pictures, and
you get all the backstories.
Yeah,
there.
It really helps if you do a little bit of research beforehand and kind of know what you're about to go into.
I have to admit, I've spent hours at that website in the past enjoying the stories, the pictures. It advances the story so that by the time you get there, you would really recognize maybe an old friend or maybe something you were hoping you didn't see.
Exactly. Exactly. You can really get to know your monsters.
The Haunted Caverns are open every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the rest of October and the first weekend in November. They will also be open on Halloween night. Visit the Around and About blog at WUTC.org for more details and the rest of the interview with Doug Norwood and Megan Jolly. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.